This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, where is Diddy amid his sex trafficking allegations?
I have to go off the grid.
E.T.'s outside the mogul's L.A. mansion raided by federal agents. Did he flee the country?
I like the Caribbean.
Plus, E.T. from London with the latest on Kate Middleton's cancer battle. What's next for her kids? Plus, will the diagnosis help Prince William and Harry reconcile?
Harry was his best friend, and he's not around anymore.
Then, the fight over Michael Jackson's $2 billion estate, why his son Blanket is suing his grandma, Katherine Jackson. Plus, Ava Mendez reveals her agreement with Ryan Gosling to be a stay-at-home mom.
I pretty much stopped acting after that.
Her rare comments about their private life together.
I've never experienced anything like that.
Then,
it's epic.
Tom Cruise sprinting through the streets of London, why Mission Impossible is still filming 4 years later. And a Yellowstone bombshell.
You're damn right I'm coming.
Final season and spinoff scoop revealed. Plus, Katy Perry's final weeks on American Idol, we're on the set.
E.T. starts right now.
Right now.
Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight outside Buckingham Palace on a rainy London evening. All eyes have been on the royal family since Kate Middleton's cancer revelation, and we do have the latest on that. But we start stateside in that bombshell raid of Sean Diddy Combs under full-blown investigation for alleged sex trafficking.
Oh, man, you got some visitors, dog.
We're seeing that large presence.
New video, Diddy slowly pacing outside Miami's private jet facility at 3 p.m. yesterday via TMZ as Homeland Security raided mansions on both coasts, from his $35 million waterfront estate in Florida to Beverly Hills.
I'm outside Diddy's $40 million pad. It's quiet now, but yesterday, media, SWAT vehicles, dozens of armed officials and investigators descended on the property, seizing boxes of evidence and putting his sons Christian and Justin in handcuffs. They were reportedly detained and released. So what does this raid mean for Diddy and any evidence against him?
Law enforcement had enough to get the search warrant. They maybe even have enough to get an indictment. And if so, I expect Diddy to be arrested in a matter of days and no more than weeks.
This afternoon, Diddy's attorney called the raid a gross overuse of military-level force and part of a witch hunt, adding that his client is innocent and was never detained but spoke to and cooperated with authorities.
How y'all doing?
Seems like Diddy was completely caught off guard. Check out his demeanor just 6 days ago, beaming while out with his son Quincy in West Hollywood. So where's the rapper now? Well, all eyes have been focused on tracking his private jet, which left L.A. around 9 a.m. yesterday bound for Antigua and Barbuda.
The United States has an extradition treaty with Antigua and Barbuda, which means that Diddy can be arrested there and brought back to the United States.
Where do you go to relax in the world?
I like the Caribbean.
No, Diddy is not on the run. He was not on that flight, but is a free man for now and can travel. He was reportedly scheduled to leave for a trip to the Bahamas.
You went to a private island, you isolated yourself, no phones.
Off the grid is something I do like at least once a month.
Just 6 months ago, this single star told ET his ideal date is all about isolating.
No phones, no Wi-Fi. Before there was the internet, there was no way like to track your girlfriend or nothing.
50 Cent, who's currently producing a documentary on his longtime enemy's sexual assault allegations, wasted no time posting speculation Diddy was fleeing the country and, quote, I told y'all.
Get up on that.
Diddy's Been Around the World music video has gone viral, showing him fleeing cops on a private plane.
If he's under indictment, the judge will issue an arrest warrant, which means that he can be arrested whether it's here in the United States or in the Caribbean.
And former employee slash Danity Kane member Aubrey O'Day posted, "What you sow, you shall reap. I pray that this emboldens all of us victims to finally speak on what we have endured."
It was torture. Mind games. I don't think any of us have healed from that.
Aubrey and other ex-bandmates stood by Diddy's ex Cassie, who is one of at least five people to file lawsuits accusing him of crimes from rape and sex trafficking to physical abuse. The rapper vehemently denied the claims and settled Cassie's suit just a day later.
Ultimately, I think Diddy is going to be indicted by a grand jury. Diddy can be looking at a 10 or even 15 year mandatory minimum sentence for even one count of sex trafficking.
Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
And there's more legal news in LA. It's round two of Blanket Jackson versus his grandma over the King of Pop's estimated $2 billion estate. Catherine Jackson filed this legal response to 22-year-old Bee Gees' lawsuit. 8 days ago, he filed to try and block her from using estate money to pay for attorney's fees over a mystery court battle. Catherine claims she's entitled to get help to pay her lawyers, but executors of the estate are keeping control over the cash. Let's switch gears to Christina Applegate's brave battle with MS. The 52-year-old just revealed devastating new details about the depths of her disease.
I have 30 lesions on my brain, like herpes sores, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so sores all over my brain. My biggest one is behind my right eye, so my right eye hurts a lot.
During an interview on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, Christina says she's still angry and very much aware that her life could be drastically cut short.
We're prolonging life with these treatments now. Doesn't mean that I'm going to be around in 10 years. That's the scary thing about MS. There's no surgical option. It's a disease of progression, and you just progressively get worse.
And this morning on the Today Show, Ava Mendez gave a rare glimpse into her home life with Ryan Gosling. The 50-year-old mom of two revealing why she gave up her acting career after falling in love with Ryan on their 2012 film, The Place Beyond the Pines.
I've never experienced anything like that.
Thanks.
His commitment to his craft. Fortunately, or fortunately, there's only one Ryan. So, you know, I pretty much stopped just acting after that.
I'm gonna do what I have to do.
Ava has only appeared in two films in the 12 years since deciding to be a stay-at-home mom to their daughters, Esmeralda and Amada.
I still worked, I just didn't act. It was almost just like a non-verbal agreement that it was like, okay, he's gonna work and I'm gonna work. I'm just gonna work here.
I can't get enough when they talk about each other. All right, let's move on now to Kate Middleton. Her cancer diagnosis is still a big topic here in the UK, with the Princess of Wales turning her private pain into purpose.
I must focus on making a full recovery.
It's called the Kate Effect. The princess's brave video message with more than 104 million views has resulted in a surge of cancer screenings.
You are not alone.
Visits to the UK's health services cancer page spiked 37%.
She knows she's got that spotlight, but how powerful to be able to put it not on her clothes or on her fashion, but on health.
Let's talk about William, because there is pressure on him. We hope that the king is fine. He's had to step in. How much is all of this weighing on him?
Well, I think William is strong. He's been through a lot. He lost his mother at a very young age. And I think he'll really miss having Harry around. Harry was his best friend, and he's not around anymore. Thankfully, William's got a tight-knit circle of friends too, really loyal, trustworthy friends. But this is going to hit him hard.
Yeah. We're outside of Buckingham Palace, and it's been a busy place today. The king was here. He met with faith leaders here today. He's still staying busy. He's still staying active. And this weekend, we expect to see the king at Easter services at St. George. What about Kate? Do we expect to see her as well?
We won't be seeing Kate and William or the children.
Do we know Kate and William's plans just to lay low with the family?
So they have 3 weeks of Easter holidays with the children, and I think the plans are exactly that, to lay low, to hunker down, to enjoy this time as a family. They know that where they are, they're very well protected by the locals, and they can really enjoy a proper family holiday.
Well, now let's move on to movie royalty. I told you yesterday Tom Cruise is in town shooting the next Mission Impossible, and guess what, y'all? I've got receipts.
What can we expect from these next two missions?
It's great. It's epic. I can't wait for it. It's very rich.
There's Tom, bloodied and sprinting across Westminster Bridge. The 61-year-old is back at it shooting scenes for the eighth film, which was supposed to drop in June. Production has been delayed over the last 4 years due to the pandemic and actor strike. It's expected to hit theaters May 2025, and knowing Tom, it'll be worth the wait.
I put everything I have in every movie I make. It's daunting.
And the wait is over for this.
Marcus, get in the car.
He has a gun to my head.
Want to deal with him? You want to deal with me?
Call 911.
Aren't you the police?
Martin Lawrence and Will Smith bring the heat in Bad Boys Ride or Die. We're talking car chases, explosions, and spiraling choppers as the guys are set up and on the run in the fourth film hitting theaters June 7th.
It has the chance to be the best one of them all.
Bring down White Barone, it's flammable!
Y'all are some terrible fugitives.
Another film to look forward to, the remake of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
This is her time, man.
This is her time, man.
Bel-Air's Simone Joy Jones takes on the role made famous by Christina Applegate, with Nicole Richie playing her boss.
Rose Lindsay?
Unless you're my ex-boyfriend or my ex-boyfriend's wife.
Bring it in, sis.
Whoa.
A-frame hugs only. I didn't spend 3 hours in that sexual harassment course for nothing.
June Squibb lays down the law as the babysitter in the film in theaters April 12th before her unexpected death.
Mrs. Stark?
Crank it up.
Sweet, my first dead body.
I'm for sure going to juvie.
Okay, moving on to the big buzz that 33-year-old Avenger star Aaron Taylor Johnson could be the next...
Bond. James Bond.
Your bullet-trained pal could be the next James Bond. What makes him the perfect 007?
Oh, man, everything about that is perfect, man. He is absolutely stealthy. He is looks amazing. He is a great actor, and I hope I can be his Bond villain.
Okay.
Our Denny Directo got that endorsement at last night's premiere of Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, the fifth installment of the $2 billion MonsterVerse franchise.
This one was much more punk rock. Godzilla's got these pink spikes, Kong's got the fist.
In the movie out Friday, these former enemies team up for an epic battle. But getting all the cool visual effects was tricky.
Talked about working in the heave. Was it as nauseating as it looked?
Yeah, no, it truly was. Those simulated rides that you go on
in the
parks, which everyone loves,
oh, really?
And it's fine for 3 minutes, but 2 weeks is very aggressive on your stomach.
Coming up, Kevin Costner's change of heart, now planning a Yellowstone comeback.
Wouldn't that be something?
New details on the final season, plus which cast members are being considered for a spinoff.
I am the rattlesnake.
And the Euphoria delay explained.
I'm busy for a while.
When the show could actually return and the major change being planned. Then,
everyone loves a wedding party.
Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry behind the scenes of their new project for daughter Daisy.
She will just be so delighted. So it's like cool dad vibes.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Zendaya literally serving in this custom Nueve gown. Check out that tennis player silhouette. So fierce. All for the Challengers premiere in Australia. Meanwhile, big news for fans of Z's Euphoria.
Can you put their fears to rest that they are going to get a season 3?
I hope so.
And are you ready to get back in there?
I love Cassie. I love Cassie so much.
While season 3 is still a go, HBO revealed that as of now, they are, quote, allowing our in-demand cast to pursue other opportunities. Now, we do know that Euphoria is still eyeing a 2025 return, and they plan to incorporate a time jump so the characters will no longer be in high school. So it seems like if there is a delay, it won't have a huge impact. Meanwhile, it does seem Kevin Costner has left the door slightly ajar for a Yellowstone return.
You ready to go, cowboy?
As long as you're going to stay in this game, you want to go to a place that surprises you.
The report? Kevin has been telling people he's planning to return for at least a cameo and possibly more.
You got to kind of keep your foot on the gas.
This from media site Puck News, but not so fast. The write-up also claims there are currently no discussions for him to do that.
I don't know how it ends.
Apparently, Taylor Sheridan has written the final episodes, with shooting set to begin in a few weeks.
We got 10 episodes to kind of wrap it up, and yeah. I can't wait to go do it.
We will go back, rumor has it, in May. We'll shoot 6 episodes, November, maybe December, and then series finale, maybe on Super Bowl, something like that. And then that'll be the end of the era.
No comment from Paramount, but Puck writer Matthew Bellany's take? Even if Costner significantly lowers his financial and time commitment demands, Sheridan may not want to bother reopening his finished scripts to accommodate a send-off for John Dutton. Sheridan previously promised fans Kevin's exit will be treated with respect, despite their rumored rift.
Kevin Costner has talked about this moral death clause that he has in his Yellowstone contract that gives him a certain degree of leeway and say over how his character would leave the show.
I don't see any other way. Burn it.
What's next for the Yellowstone universe? We know Matthew McConaughey is reportedly lined up to star in an extension series. Word is Taylor's also eyeing Michelle Pfeiffer for the project. But Rip and Beth, apparently, they still haven't signed on. Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley are reportedly holding out for around $1 million an episode.
The problem is, how do we top it every year, right?
So it's war.
Still ahead.
Get ready.
Katy Perry's plans to leave Idol. We're behind the scenes of Hollywood Week, full of lookalikes.
This year we saw a mother who is a Katy Perry stunt double.
And Lionel Richie's son. Yeah.
Then Maya Rudolph's SNL return.
Madam Vice President, it's time to shine.
Plus her thoughts on a Bridesmaid sequel.
That's complicated, right?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The password is Commando.
We're going to pass.
It's a battle of the two Jimmys as Fallon and Kimmel face off on tonight's all-new password.
Underwear. Underwear.
Lederhosen?
Go.
Commando. Oh!
Meanwhile, the password over on American Idol, Hollywood Week. And our Denny Directo is with the whole crew.
Those words that you sing are the way that you bleed.
All four of you in your careers at some point have, you know, felt that pressure, right? So
how much of yourself
do you see in this talent?
All of it.
This year we saw a mother of one of the contestants who is a Katy Perry stunt double lookalike.
Oh
my God! You're hot, baby.
Oh my goodness.
That is scary. No
and,
kidding.
And Lionel Richie's son.
Yes.
What? Lionel Richie's son.
His grandson.
That Lionel lookalike is one of 143 contestants who will compete during Hollywood Week starting Sunday on ABC. The Idol judges will make the biggest cut in show history, down to just 56 singing hopefuls in one day. Of course, this is Katy Perry's final season as a judge after deciding to step away to focus on her music, so you know it's gonna be good.
You are hard out there on the road, and that means that the show is better than it's ever been.
I want to form a sentence to get everyone hyped for this new season, so I want you each to take a turn to give me one word.
And I'll do the.
Okay, the. Exactly.
The show
cannot
be unseen.
And not to be forgotten, Maya Rudolph's iconic Saturday Night Live moments.
Maya Rudolph!
This year actually marks the 50th anniversary of SNL. Is there a chance that we could see a pop up in a cameo this season? It is election season, you know, Madam Vice President.
Madam Vice President, it's time to shine.
Mama needs a GIF.
Do you have a favorite memory from your time at SNL?
I have too many. If I think about it, I think about my time there laughing with my friends. I didn't realize how young we were, and I didn't realize how much we got to play together.
So while Maya may return to SNL, looks like the ship has sailed on this bridal party.
To my bridesmaids.
Cheers.
Kristen Wiig recently revealed that 2011 blockbuster smash is a one-and-done tale.
You have managed to ruin every event in my wedding. Thank you very much.
Kristen Wiig said that there are no plans for a sequel. How do you feel about that?
I saw that. I mean, if that's how she feels, it's not up to me.
Yeah.
We had the best time doing it, so I feel like I get it.
So for now, Maya fans can tune in April 3rd for her season 2 return of the Apple TV Plus comedy, Loop.
We ridiculously wealthy people are the problem.
Maya plays a divorcee on a mission to donate her $120 billion settlement to charity, alongside her assistant played by fellow comic Joel Kim Booster. Is it true what they say, more money, more problems?
More money, more problems, right, baby. You think, oh, that'll be easy, just give it all away, but that's complicated. It's not as simple as it seems.
Coming up,
ooh.
Orlando Bloom goes full Peppa Pig. Our look at the super sweet cameo.
Really, really adorable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We're doing the Phil Network.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me.
Tomorrow on ET, our Texas Size exclusive with Dr. Phil, ushering in his new TV era. Now, before we go, one of the best things to come out of the UK...
I'm Peppa Pig.
And guess who's joining Peppa's party? Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry.
It's important you feel comfy on your special day.
The Peppa Pig three-part wedding special airs all week long on Nickelodeon. And we leave you now with Orlando Bloom behind the scenes. It's super cute. Good night, everybody.
Everyone loves a wedding party.
The fact that I get to be Mr. Raccoon, it's like cool dad vibes.
Yes, we're sure 3-year-old Daisy is loving it. And for Orlando Bloom, a family bonding moment.
Family time is a meal together, telling people you love them a lot.
Hooray!
Hooray!
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.